Kings and my queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to say, wake up.
My career about to blast like bubbly. I'm not waiting for her to say she love me. I can tell she with me, man, trust me. I got a 10-year-old me still like fuzzy. 325 on the dashboard. Riding a Porsche, rocking Tom Ford. I bought out Bernie's new Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. She leaves me.
Yeah, man. Good morning. This is DJ Bobby Payne. What we saying now?
My career about to blast like bubbly. I'm not waiting for her to say she love me. I can tell she with me, man, trust me. I got a 10-year-old me still like fuzzy. 325 on the dashboard. Riding a Porsche, rocking Tom Ford. I bought out Bernie's new Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. She lit while I'm driving, I'm standing the floor. I took it all track, now I'm riding this boy. You stay in your feelings, you never my boy. I can't come to the hood, I pull a decoy. Another body dropping, they screaming my name. I'm going to L.A. on a private plane. Could never come back and my family straight. I'm touchable, no, too rich or too pay. Skeleton, Cartier, black diamond spades. Pull up too deep like a parade. Oh, jealous, I'm fuck up my pay. Black store, Aurora's culling in rain. I put my gas in my wrist and my neck and my ears and my chains. This drip out the trenches, I know you gon' need me. That coffee be plain. I cut up my wrist open, wet and Coachella keep calling, they won't see the fame. I took her to China and changed up my country.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
I'm on top, big fool, no training, bro. Yeah. Big box, I can get you a new cup. I'm in them St. Laurent heels, he said I'm too tough. Yeah. Wanna wife me up, I go silent and say, ha, ha, ha. But on the way, he said, can't he stay? Don't pull in my garage, Rolls Royce in driveway. I don't got no time, though, to be fun, no vinyl. I'm counting my baggies, you wanna be viral. Gum, 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 gum. Richard on my arm, rappers in my phone. In my DM, won't leave me alone. Gum, 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 gum. Hair 30 inches long, boys on my feet.
Hands on my knees, shaking it to my thigh. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When a nigga hit, then a bitch get toxic.
Why don't you in the club with your twat?
I've been lit since brunch. That order 42 for the table, let's pop. Missionaire or a doggy style on my top. Hey, know me from the closet. Call me a snake, snake. Guess I can relate, cause bit a whole lot of venom. And since these all rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked and I stop at air mirror just to stare at my own posterior. I don't give a f- who talk behind my back, cause knew better than to let me hear.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Straining. Don't nothing get straining but straining. You don't get straining.
She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. That means bold, I was told. Got a G's of old. Keep your lady close, make sure she can work a pole. But they wasn't referring to strip. Hell no. I'm still about fame with the Clippers. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heavy, but turn the face on the list.
Alright, y'all get ready to be entertained, enlightened, empowered, cause this is Empower Hour. How you mean? Let's go.
I think this is me. Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I hope you're having an exceptional day today. I am so grateful to life. I am grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining. Let it be very uplifting. Let it be educational. Most importantly, let it be empowering for all our listeners today. And I'm just sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace and love. Hotep, amen. Ashe. Yes.
Ashe. Okay. Yes. She's back.
Yes,
good morning. Good morning.
Your mic is muted. That was my April Fool's.
First of all, you know, I attempted an April Fool's for the first time, and I can't remember when.
Are you serious? This year?
Really? I did. I absolutely did. It worked for 3.5 seconds, though.
Okay, good.
So it took me all day. Well, I can't even say all day to think about it because I really didn't think about it too much. And I have group chats, different group chats, right. And we have a sister group chat with me and my three sisters. So I sent them a message saying that I got a new job. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anybody because, you know, it was a high-end company and I didn't think I was going to get it. But they, you know, called me back and they said I got it. Cool. The only thing is I got to move to, like, New Zealand in 3 months.
Okay.
So I got one sister.
Right.
She's just like, what? What the shit? I mean, congratulations. Then 3 seconds later, my other sister's like, I thought April Fool's ended at noon. Like, isn't that a rule somewhere? I think that's a rule from school or something.
Wow.
Like, nah. You couldn't even let me have it for a little bit?
Okay, so wait. Which sister was fooled?
Oh, Nara, for sure. Shout out to Nara. I love you. But,
Nara, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. And Jen, too. Jen was just like, she didn't even respond.
Okay.
After a while, she was just like, because when Nara's like, what, for real? And then and I was like, but it's April Fool's. And Nara's like, oh, really? Jen's like, come on, guys.
Stop.
Get it together.
No, I didn't even know people still do April Fool's, so stop it, Gina. So.
You know what the thing is, though, for me, and just to bring it down.
Okay, right.
Actually, April 1st marks an anniversary of my grandmother passing away.
Okay.
So I think, actually, mm-hmm. in all fairness, I don't think I've April Fool's since.
Right, yeah, okay.
Because when it happened, I was just like, this isn't a funny April Fool's. Yeah. This is not what you do with that.
Good point.
And then I was like, it's not a joke.
No.
So shout out to my grandmother, you know, who transcended 23 years ago mm-hmm. on April 1st.
Shout out, Granny.
Yeah.
So, now was that your how
no.
your request? Because no. like you see now you have a whole second segment again. You see this thing?
No, no, but you said April Fool's.
Okay, so you have to dive in. That should be your time. I should go straight now to our guest.
You know what? All right, guys, get comfortable. Let me talk to you about my week. Get comfortable.
All right, Gina, I'm losing myself. How was your week? How was it?
Thank you. That's how you start.
That's how I was going to start. I didn't know you were going to have a whole segment about April Fool's. Yeah. Okay, all right. Sorry, guys. Sorry, listeners. Let's go.
An April Fool.
Let's go. Oh. Because it was a good one.
So my week, I had to tell myself to talk to me nice, because the universe kept hadouken me in my nose this week. I was like, can you stop talking bad about yourself? You know, like, stop telling yourself you're not a morning person. Stop telling yourself that you're stressed and you're anxious. Can you stop? Because I'm trying to let you live your best life.
Live your best life. I'm with you. Yeah.
So I had to have a conversation with myself, and I had to tell myself to talk to me nice. You know. That was a highlight. And I'm gonna say though, like, and we'll get into what this month represents, but it came at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it happened.
Right.
Well, the universe.
Of course.
But, you know, definitely this month, and we'll get into that, has come at its best time.
Mm-hmm.
But really and truly, March, I was feeling like crushing anxiety because, you know, I'm moving.
Yeah.
I was in renovations. I was doing all these things. I got to put my place up for rent, all these different things. And then I want to say midway this week, I kind of just was like, yeah, I rebuke the stress. I rebuke the anxiety. I rebuke all of that because everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love that. Okay, take control. I love that, and you're good on you for doing that, because it's something, again, as our listeners are tuning in, guys, yeah, be very careful of that self-talk, you know, and just take control. Take control. Do not let your emotions take control of you.
Yeah, because I was worried about, am I going to sell off this? And literally, the minute I was like, be okay, I got a message. I got three messages like, hey, is this still available? Because I got some stuff posted on Kijiji. I'm just like, why isn't it moving? It's been up there for 3 days.
Right.
And so now I got three messages back, like, the minute I let it go.
See?
The minute I let it go.
I love it. Love this universe.
Yeah.
All right. So now, were you done?
Well, I was going to ask you how your week is actually.
Okay, exactly. No, bring in our guest. We have a guest host with us this morning, man. This is dope.
We do.
So first, sending mad love to Queen Kaya. She's just, you know, just
under the weather.
Under the weather. Just doing her. I hope she's feeling better. But now we have an awesome replacement. So Gina's been alluding to this month. You guys know we like to come with these topics. So we figured we were brainstorming and we wanted to take another one of our topics from when we did our Tough Talk series. And so this month, the whole month, we're talking health. All right, guys? We're talking health. We're talking fitness. We're talking just basically new spring, new me.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, guys, just be ready. So, now, we have the one and only Nate. Is Nate Spence?
Nate Spencer, yeah.
Nate Spencer. Nate Spencer, he is a trainer. He's a fitness trainer. He's going to... Now, right now, this is just the top of the morning, guys. So, we're just going to see how his week and stuff was. But then we're going to deep dive. And we're going to understand, like, he's going to share a bunch of tips and tricks, talk about a little bit about him himself, what he does. It's going to be really exciting, guys. And I hope you have your papers and pens, because we're going to be sharing whatever, all kind of awesomeness for you guys that you're just going to want to know. So, Nate, how was your week, brother?
My week? Busy as usual, man. I do a lot of different things in the community. So, yes, I am a trainer. Mm-hmm. I'm also an online coach. I'm also a basketball instructor at this place called All Ball.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Damn. So your weeks are full.
Always full. Running, jeez, gunning.
So I have a question for you, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you rooting for March Madness?
It's a funny question. That's a very funny question to ask. You know, everybody that's a basketball fan usually asks that question around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't really follow the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
I won't fault you. Had this been a couple of years ago, you and I would have had a different conversation. But since I no longer have any known NCAA players anymore, I've been a little lax on it. But I do know it was Duke against North Carolina.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That was a very historic game. Shout out to Mike. You know, it's his last run at it. Didn't get the dub, but hey.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean,
amazing career.
The career, right?
Yeah,
the career at Duke. Okay, sorry, I interjected. But okay, basketball. Mm-hmm.
And who's Mike?
Coach.
Mike Krzyzewski. He's the coach for Duke for, I think, over 30 years.
Wow.
And that's a massive program. Yeah. Like, Duke is a massive program.
And if you're talking about bringing Team USA back on the map, he was that guy behind the scenes. He was on, he was the head coach for those teams.
Okay, see, learn something new every day. Anyways, I'm looking forward to deep diving with you, Nathan, and Nate, and letting people know more about just stuff with what you do. And again, the whole purpose of today's show, we just want to empower our people with some kind of health, all kind of health tips and tricks. So for me, very quick, my week. It was eventful, comme d'habitude. No, I'm like the highlight of my week. I had a couple of highlights. So, beginning of the week, I had an awesome session where I got to more enlightenment that I'd like to share with the community. You guys know what? Like, I have a spiritual guide I like to meet with. We had an awesome session, and the tip that I left with this week is, and it's funny, Gina was talking about emotions. It is paying attention to your emotions and understanding. So first of all, we're all loving beings, okay? Our nature is to be of a loving being, right? And to be at peace and to be comfortable. That is our nature. But we have emotions that come in, like anger, depression, and anxiety, like we were talking earlier today. Now, when you get these emotions, they have to come, right? It's to acknowledge that it's there and treat it like an entity. So when the anger comes, it's not to try to ignore it. It's not to try to push it off. It's actually to acknowledge, like, okay, wait. So anger, you're here. Nice seeing you. Why are you here? Now, when you're able to have that dialogue, first of all, it's because you're in control, right? Because now you're not letting the anger completely take you. It's like you're like, you. Exactly. Yeah. Now you're in control. And like, okay, now you're communicating with the anger. Like, okay, because it has a purpose. It's actually here for a reason. It wants to get your attention. It wants you to...
Oh, it's letting you know like you're kind of going off track.
Something.
Like something's coming.
Exactly. Okay. So it's like, okay, so anger, so you're here. So what's up? Like, why are you here? What am I supposed to get from this? And believe it or not, you having that dialogue, you will get the understanding of, okay, this is what is causing me the anger. This is why I have it, so that you could actually resolve it and evolve from it.
I've had a lot. I my first therapy session I did way back when was like what brought me to it is just like I was waking up angry. I was tired. I was like, this is so draining.
Wow.
And like, I literally went, I was like, I'm angry. I don't know why.
Wow.
Like, I got to figure it out. Yeah. I got to figure out why I'm waking up angry. Cause that it, I don't know how people do that. People who do that and they're just like, this is just me. Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
Wow.
It's not fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's not fun. And then that's when I first sought out therapy and didn't look at it as, you know, how a lot of black people are, like, you know, yeah. I'm black. I don't do therapy. But right. Walk it off. And I kind of was like, no, this is overwhelming.
That's beautiful.
At this point.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, great insight. Yeah, no, so that's exactly it. So it is really, that was huge. That was the, like, you know, amongst some of the other awesome gems that I picked up. Maybe I'll share some more later. But that was a big one. So I told myself I wanted to share that with our listeners. Just, you know, a little nugget, something to keep in mind. So every emotion, like, you know, you never want to shy away from it. You almost want to, like, lean into it. Like Quinn Kai would say, like, you know, you get the emotion. It's like, okay, I'm sad. Why am I sad? Okay.
Definitely have to be aware of what's happening. It's better to be aware than what's happening than just let it happen.
Let it happen. Exactly. Right. You know, and a lot of people let the emotion take them. You know, it's like, I was just mad. So I just didn't know, bro. You can't just let it, like, be just because I didn't try to cop it. I'm like, well, because I was mad, I did that. Nah, you have to acknowledge it, take control of it. Know it came for a reason. Grow from it, evolve from it. It's going to be dope.
And that's on the good emotions too, right?
Because exactly.
It's being able to, that's identifying some triggers and when you have to set boundaries and all these different things. So like, you're just like, ooh, I feel really extra happy. What is all that? You want to keep chasing that, you know? Yes. You want to keep having that in your life. Kind of reminds me of that movie, that kids movie where Rihanna was playing and she was voicing the little kid, and then like you kind of
Home.
Is it Home?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Home? Is it called Home?
With the cartoon and Rihanna?
With all the emotions in her head.
Oh, the emotion cartoon.
Yeah, wasn't that Inside Out?
Yeah, Inside Out. Oh, Rihanna was in Inside Out too.
I think she voiced.
I know she was on Home. I know, and yeah, but. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the point. So the point was the emotion the cartoon, right?
Because I found that was a really good movie. Maybe it was not Rihanna. No, I think I'm just...
Inside Out was an awesome movie, I have to say. Yeah. Like, if you guys haven't seen it, you definitely want to go check that out.
It's a great movie, and it's a great movie to have to explain emotions and really going through them. 100%.
I'm laughing. So, guys, this is so random. I just remember how Solo hadn't seen Jingle Jangle. And I was like...
Yes, we batted him up.
Sorry, guys. This is so random. Like, what? I just... just, anyways, sorry. Wow, way off topic. So, you know, this is good. Just live radio. Everybody's taking part. So, okay, so we're going to have a quick little musical break. No, wait.
We just came here. We just got here.
No, we didn't just get here. No, we are going to go to a quick musical break before we dive into the topic, which is New Spring, New Me. And we're talking all kind of health with our brother Nathan here. But before we do that, we will do a quick little musical break. But big shout out to Big Will. His comedy show was this past Saturday.
Did you bust a gut?
Did I ever. Yo, like, it was mad funny. No, it was, like, honestly, like, the comedians were good. Like, we had, well, you know, I mean, you need balance, right? Some of the comedians.
But you know what? Balance. It may not have been for you. Mm. You need a variety.
Yes.
Because we are all, everyone doesn't want the same thing.
Yeah, I have to say. I'm trying to think who was the favorite. Well, there's a couple of mans from Toronto that I find are hysterical every time they come. I don't know if it's the Toronto lingo or just, you know,
yeah,
you know, Toronto man
speaks. Yeah, eh?
Toronto.
Jeez.
It's just really funny. I don't know. So it's just the antics they
no,
get
you know,
me every time.
We laugh. But once upon a time, that was us and us was that.
Right.
Because, I mean, we both spend some time in Toronto. And, you know, when you're in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same. It's like saying A as a Canadian. A-guy. It happens.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, yeah. The chat, yo, your arms are spiked, right?
Oh, the man doesn't just like to talk like that. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what happens, my guy. And then you come back to Montreal like, whoa.
What happened? What happened? No, honestly, it's like this Toronto mist just takes you. And you're just, you know, but so big shout out. Anyway, big shout out, Big Norm. All, Big Norm, the whole nine. Big Will does it.
How did it feel to be in a live show again? No, now that life is kind of getting back to what it needs to
be. You know what? That's a good, very good question. Because I think I might have developed a semi-social anxiety. Like, because the thing is, like... I don't know. Anyways, this now is weird. Like, I'm about to go a little deep with you guys. But it's like, even going there in my mind, like, I was mentally prepared to, like, I knew I was going to see people. But it's not just I didn't want to, but it's like it kind of made me feel like I kind of just want to be in and out. And I literally was in and out. Like, because I wasn't prepared to see, like, everybody. I don't know how to properly explain it.
Right. You needed doses. You need to slowly get back into it.
Yeah, that's it. And the thing is, like, yo, people know I have mad love for the community. People have love for me, too. Like, you know, I love my city. And so when people see me, they're like, yo, Frau. So I'm usually is that my mic time? Okay.
That was the music, the wrap-up music in the background.
So you're saying, you know, but no, you know, so it was that kind of like I was saying, you know, like I said, I love my city and my people show me mad love, but it's just like, so when people see me, it's like, yo, Frau, people like seeing me. I like seeing people too, you know, but you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I like them too.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to sound like a jerk either. Like, but at the same time, it's just that a lot of people know me. I think that's the easiest, a better way to say it.
But it has been 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. It's not 2 months. It's not 2 weeks. It's been 2 years. And so we don't realize how much we've changed within that and how we created new habits.
True, yeah.
That make old habits feel weird.
Yeah, that's very well said. Because that's
100.
That was very well 100. Said. I think that really what it was. 100. That's really what it was. Because I was there. I'm really happy to be there. But I kind of wanted to be in and out real quick. I didn't want to necessarily socialize too much. I didn't want to be, hey, all over the place. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. How would you?
You know, just say, hey. You know, hey, hi, everybody. Hey. Anyways, guys, but I was happy to see people I saw, like, and it was just love, you know. A special shout out to Mustafa. I saw Mustafa. Anyways, shout out to everybody I seen last night, but it was good to see the fam, and you know, so it was mad love and just mad jokes. So big shout out to all the comedians. You guys did an exceptional job. So with that, we're going to take a quick little musical break, and we're going to jump back with more health stuff for this month.
Me, I drink pine and ginger. And my me for wine pan a ting and mina play it at me. I drink pine and ginger. And my me for wine pan a ting and mina play it at. And my the rum and not a sorrow. And my feet drink away in sorrow. Guess I'm not care about tomorrow. I guess I'm not care about tomorrow. Me, I drink pine and ginger. And my me for wine pan a ting and mina play it at. And my drink pine and ginger. And my me for wine pan a ting and mina play it at. And my the rum and not a sorrow. I drink away in sorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about
tomorrow.
She have the pine with the ginger. Spliff like time, girl, I get injured. Miss right wine, never you linger. Move quick like Jackie Chan ninja. When me in ya, me tell her if you wine for the wine for the wine for the thing. Climb for the climb for the climb for the king. But I know me, I sing me, I pray she no move from my drink. She a sip
wine and ginger. And want me for wine for the thing. I'm gonna play that. Me, I drink wine and ginger. And want me for wine for the thing. I'm gonna play that. And I'm after rumming out of sorrow. Guess in my drink away in sorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm off the butter, not a leaf.
I'm off the butter, not a leaf.
I'm off the butter, not a leaf. I'm off the butter, not a leaf.
Put the fire to the split, smoke away for release.
I'm off the butter, not a leaf. I'm off the butter, not a leaf. I'm off the butter, not a leaf.
Put the fire to the split, smoke away for release.
Me, I drink wine and ginger. And want me for wine, but I think I'm gonna play it at me. I drink wine and ginger. And want me for wine, but I think I'm gonna play it at him. After rumming out of sorrow. Guess in my drink away in sorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow. I guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow.
She has a pine and ginger. Me tell her if he wine, but the thing, but she not play that. She has a pine and ginger. Me tell her if he wine, but the thing, but she not play that. She have the rumming out of sorrow. She tell me I drink away my sorrows. She said me not care about tomorrow. I guess me not care about tomorrow.
And we are back. And of course, that was Pine and Ginger by, I did not get the name.
Aha, I liked it. That's the first time I heard it.
No, I know. I want to plug it. I'm, of course, guys, I should have done this while I was jamming to the tunes so I could come back on air and tell you guys what it is.
Amended.
Who?
Amended. She's a UK artist.
A UK artist named Amended?
Amindi. Amindi, Tessalated and Valleys. Is that all them artists? Oh, I can't even say properly.
I'm not sure if we're helping the artists right now. Are we helping them or not helping them? Are we? Because
Pine.
Yeah, just Google Pine and Ginger.
But it's Amindi, and there's other people on there. I really can't. I don't.
Google
I can't.
Pine and Ginger or Spotify that.
That's
yeah, and A M I N D I.
Good. There we go.
That's what you guys are getting this morning.
And you know what? I almost did it again. Louise is gonna kill me. So guys, this past month of March, okay, was money making March, as you guys knew, not just for the Empower Hour, but for the whole of CKUT. So shame on me. Shame on us, the whole Empower Hour team, because we were just so caught up with just the show and getting it all ready that we did forget to remind you guys to donate to CKT. But the good news is that the donations continues, guys. You could continue to support CKUT, because really without CKT, you guys would not be hearing this exceptional show called the Empower Hour, amongst a ton of other shows that are on air and have been on air. So we have mad love and appreciation for CKUT. So we want to remind you guys, please go onto the website ckut.ca and just donate. You could donate, say you heard it on the Empower Hour. Please say you heard it on the Empower Hour, because I'm in the doghouse right now with Louise, guys. I'm trying to get out. So send a 20, send a 5, send a 100.
Tell them Pharaoh sent you.
Please say Pharaoh sent you. I feel like, you know,
or the Empower Hour sent you.
Yeah, the Empower. You know, in Monopoly, when you're in jail and you have to pay to get out. Like, I kind of feel like that a little bit, guys. I'm here and I'm trying to get out of jail.
Well, you can just mention it 3 times and that's like 3 rolls.
Thank you. I definitely will. After every break, you guys are going to hear it again from me. So get used to it. So. Now it is new spring, new me. We are talking health.
Yes.
And so this segment today, specifically, we're talking physical.
We are. But did you know, and I probably said this off here, so yes, you do, but did you know that April is Stress Awareness Month?
Oh, yes. I did hear that.
And it's funny because we do these things, right? We build out our segments and what we want to talk about. Never, you know, seeking on the outside and figuring out what the rest of the world is doing.
Yeah, it's all internal.
And it so happens that this is a month where, you know, you're supposed to focus on your stress, which would fall in our health. Yeah. Well, actually, honestly, physical.
Yeah.
Physical, spiritual, and mental health. So this is the right month to talk about health.
Guys, we are just so connected to the universe.
Hello.
That's just what happens. That's just what happens. We are connected, and so that's how we're getting the frequency. So we're in line. Gina, I'll let you start. What's your take? What do you know about physical health?
What do I know about physical health? I know all the things I'm supposed to do and that I don't. Mm. I know that. Mm. I definitely know that. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I also know that I do come from an athletic family. my father was an athlete, or I guess is. I think that never leaves. Mm-hmm. Let him tell it. He trains in golf.
No, today. You can. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
hold him.
No, and when I was with him the last time and he was going out to play golf, I was like, oh, have fun. And then my brother starts cracking up. I'm like, why are you cracking up? He's like, because Dad says he's going training. I was like, he's going to have fun.
Hey, training and fun can be the same thing.
And it should be.
As it should be. Right? Yes. Yes. Because mm-hmm. then you feel like you don't train a day in your life. But all that to say. So I do come from an athletic family. And we, of the 10 kids, we all played sports except for one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for one. The youngest didn't. He just grew up in the game, the video game mm-hmm. life. So he's just like, I'm good.
I'm going to be rich off of this. My two thumbs.
I'm going to say 1.5 because I did have one sister. She's just like, I'm going to do a little of this basketball, but I'm good too.
Right.
I'm off that. But I came up playing European handball and then basketball. And then I got a job. And then I was just like, I'm making something the hour instead of nothing the hour without knowing what the sports could have done for me.
Yes, true.
Both academically and in life. But thankfully, I have a couple of brothers who are pursuing that route, and a couple of black belts in the family, both internally here and within our family through and through. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically grew up in that. Grew up with a father who didn't allow sugar in the house either at all. Wow. We had powdered milk growing up.
Klim?
I don't remember. It's all faded. And, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. as an adult, you just let go of certain memories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
we didn't have corn puffs. We just had puffs. And it came in a clear bag.
I remember.
No brands.
Yeah, I remember going to your house.
Yes, yeah.
It wasn't lit. It was not lit.
No.
Not like Marcus's house.
No. Child. Not Snack Central. Snack Central? Remember those missions we used to go on?
Okay. Sorry, guys. You guys are getting all the inside stuff. And for those who are tuning in, obviously Gina and I are blood cousins, okay? Our regular listeners know this, but if you're tuning in for the first time, you're like, what is happening there?
I was like, why do they know each other so much? I've known them my whole life, literally. Yeah, yeah. So. Anyway, long story short, when it comes down to that physical health, what I'm exploring today more so than anything else mm-hmm. at my age, because there's a difference between when I was in my early 20s and I just sneezed the weight off mm-hmm. when I wake up in the morning.
Right.
There's these little things called hormones.
Mm.
Yeah, they like to play a part.
Okay.
Into things that are just like that you didn't necessarily have to worry about when you were younger.
I guess. Yes,
and athletic and active and all these things. So that's something that I'm kind of looking into there, and maybe we'll get into it, or maybe we'll share the link of what I've kind of seen. But there are specific hormones that affect your weight gain, weight loss.
Okay.
We hear a lot about thyroids. Mm-hmm. Usually when you go to the doctor and you see somebody has weight gain, they'll test you for thyroids because they immediately assume it's that. But there are so many other hormones that come into play, like cortisol that is tied to stress, like insulin that is tied to, which we should be looking at a lot as mm-hmm. black people, and diabetes being a big thing in our community. Like estrogen for women and what they put in our foods, the hormones they put in our foods, and that's throwing off our hormones, our natural hormones as well. And so, long story short, in terms of, if I could give you a summary of what I'm gathering out of that, mm-hmm. As much as like in everything they say, like, well, to regulate this hormone, just regulate your weight. But bruh, like catch 22, I need to regulate this so I can regulate my weight. Yeah. So how do I do that? But the common theme that I've seen in all of them is actually the easiest physical activity you can possibly do, because I'm calling it a physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep.
Really?
Rest. We don't sleep enough.
Wow.
We're not allowing our body the time to recuperate And I know, I mean, I've been talking about this, and especially I've been talking about this because of the stress that I was going through. Mm-hmm. And cortisol and stress is, it has a high correlation. But a lot of these, a lot of the solutions is, yes, it's dieting. Yes, it's physical health. It's physical activity. And I want to say to that too, physical activity could be as simple as literally just walking every day. Right. I know it's very scary, and maybe we can break some of that down today as well. Mm-hmm. But every time someone hears physical therapy, they think they got to be in the gym for an hour every day, et cetera, et cetera. But the simpler thing to do is create a proper sleep schedule to allow yourself to do everything else, really and truly.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, Gina. So
That was a common thread. That's me on physical health.
That's dope. So my knowledge is pretty limited, like, in terms of, just what I know about it. I could just share me personally, like, what I'm coming to realize. So I'm 40, I keep mixing it up. What year are we in? We're in 2022.
You're going
to
be 42.
I'm going 42. So I'm going 40, yeah, I'm going 42. And, like, I've always been what I like to call the
epitome of health.
Thank you. Thank you. This guy took the words right out of my mouth.
He doesn't need to hear this. Like, that's literally stuff.
I usually use the words the perfect image of health. It's like, I'm pretty sure I've told Nate before. That's why he's like, yes, Faro, the epitome of health. No, because I really, my entire life, it has been pretty turnkey. Like, no matter what, like, I could pretty much eat whatever I want, do whatever I want.
Sneeze in the morning and then it comes off.
Sure, that's really what it is. And the thing is, I have this body type that, like, I could, like, if I don't like the way I'm looking, like, physically, I find, like, I'm just not looking, like, tight. I'm not looking, like, swole like I want to. I could just do push-ups, like, for, like, a week straight, and I swell up, I tighten up, and I look awesome.
Good genes.
Yo, it's really, it is.
I was going to say, thank your father.
Yo, big shout-out. Yeah, shout-out to the genes. But now, this is where, I guess, the reality, a new reality, I should say, is starting to kick in. And it's where I didn't realize, or it's never happened in the past, that my mental stress started to affect me physically. Right, and this is something that is new to me, and this is like I had mentioned it before. Yes,
I just want to say, it's not that it's new; mm-hmm. It's just that you're noticing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can't hide it anymore. Wow, your body's just
you're getting caught up, right?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're getting locked in. Your consciousness. You're understanding things.
Okay,
it's always been there. You're just aware of it.
Wow, that is true. Because true. And I probably really was just bullying right through it before in the past, and just not even really paying attention. Just keeping it moving. But now I'm just like, oh no, wait, I don't like my back really. It was when I realized that sciatic thing, mm-hmm. when I was really able to realize that, no, when I'm depending what I'm thinking about, my back is killing me.
Yeah.
It's like, and I started, actually, funny enough, I started using it as a guide to stop doing stuff. Like, if I'm doing work and my back started, I would literally stop. Just shut down my computer. I'm like, oh, whatever I'm doing is wrong right now. Stop this.
You know what I thought of? It's like, the Rick and Morty, was it the truth crystal or the future crystal?
Right.
Where Morty, like, was just seeing himself.
Was looking through. Yes, yeah, seeing exactly. Everything. Oh, God, yeah.
So that's your...
It was really my guide.
Your,
like,
litmus test.
Literally. It's like, so every time, like, and it was funny because then I would start, so funny you said it, because I would really start, like, okay, what can I do that's going to stop my back from hurting, you know, and start doing something else, like start a different conversation or just stop work altogether. Like, because I have a tendency, anybody who knows me, I can work easily 14 hours straight, no problem. Like, without even, like, eating. Like, I'll just, oh, la, 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 chatting people, doing whatever I need to do and kill time. But now, like, my body's like, no. Like, bro, you are going to stop. You're going to eat, okay? You're going to drink some water. You're going to pause. You're going to go for a walk. Okay? You're going to, like, and so I'm taking that. But that's something that I'm coming to, I guess, understand and respect. But throughout history, my history at least, like, I've never really had much physical issues. One thing I did also come to understand is that time I was in Jamaica and I jumped off a cliff. Into the water, all wrong. All right, if ever you're at Rick's Cafe and you're going to jump off the cliff, mm-hmm. And the man just tells you, just jump. No, you might just ask him a couple more questions. Because when he told me, just jump, I really took that as just jump. But then after, when I was watching other people, I'm like, yo, there's clearly a technique to this. Like, crossing your arms across your chest, that's a good idea. Because then it's like you'll cut the water a little bit differently than what I did, which was the Jesus on the cross. That was, like, I hurt myself for years. Like, I was...
No, but you know, justice is served.
Oh, yeah, it was one of those.
Years.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, because like I hit the water, like honestly, in that Jesus on the cross pose, and again, I guess whatever, I won't go into it. But on the Jesus on the cross pose, and I hit the water so hard that it's like my whole chest like popped, like and it's like I strained everything, so it's like I hurt my back and my chest.
Wait, at the same time. You belly flopped into the water
on my back?
You fell on your back.
On my back, like it was real. It was
okay.
It was real.
I was gonna say justice is served, but that was a little too much. But do you remember once upon a time, speaking of diving, we were in a chalet up north, and I need to learn how to dive, and you're just like, oh yeah, just dive this way. What you forgot to tell me after I dived, so-called dive, almost lost my life, people. I dived. I lost.
You dove. Yes.
I was back in it. I just went back in the day right now. Because you guys don't understand. Yeah. I dove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And lost my sense in the water. This is a pool. This was not a it's not like a beach. In the pool, because you forgot to tell me to put my hands a certain way to break the water. So the water basically hit me in my face, punched me in my face, went up my nose, then I was twirling in it, and so I started swimming, but then I was swimming towards the back
the bottom.
So now I'm just like, I'm gonna die in here. And then I come up, and what do I see? Pharaoh cracking up, though. Didn't dive in to help. Didn't do any of these things. He's just like, oh, my bad. I forgot to tell you.
Because exactly how Gia described is how it looked. I remember, I was like, I think she's trying to swim up.
I was swimming to my death.
It was an indoor pool, I remember. Yeah. We were at that spot.
Oh my god. So, I mean, okay.
Okay, karma, man.
Karma, but that must be for some other stuff
I did a lot of stuff, clearly, because And the thing is, again, it was because my mind over matter thing, because I honestly feel if it wasn't for the way my mind is, I probably should have went to the hospital. I probably, because I kept having to stretch and, would feel my chest pop, and I would have to, keep doing it just so my chest wouldn't stay in a certain discomfort, right? So I was like, regardless.
But isn't that the equivalent of hitting, a brick wall?
It might as well. Anyways. So just to tell you guys, so this has been my health, and it's only now that I'm seeing the osteopath, actually. It's like he's doing stuff in my back, and he's like, yo, what happened to you? And I'm like, what do you mean what happened? And then I remember, I mentioned this thing. He's like, no, bro. He's like, yeah, your spine things are out of whack here. He's like, so I'm trying to line them back up for you. But he's like, okay, yeah, no. He's like, so you might not have realized it, but it did create it did mess you up a little.
Damage.
So anyways, guys, so this has been my, experience with thing, but I'm a very strong believer, like I said, is that, we're 80% water, so we could think things into being, into manifestation. I'm one of those believers, you could physically, you could picture how you want yourself to be, and you could influence that. And there was that study that showed that guy, who did the study on water, something, Kiyosaki, I can't remember his full name, but, you could speak to water, and you could, and it will do different things, and it'll change shapes, and it'll. It's like, it was a whole test that they did.
I do that with my candle fire, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, Gina. Next level. Shit. We'll talk to me off here. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah. Shit. That was dope stuff. But
we're here talking chatterboxing.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. We don't have someone who knows it. We're just giving anecdotes out here. this is the Empower Hour.
Empower the people with some real sense.
Yeah.
We're just sharing our views.
Talking our nonsense. I mean, it's sensical, but come on.
Yes. So, not dive with your arms out.
Yeah. Just
in a Jesus pose.
Yeah. Thank you. God damn. No. Anyways, I just found it so ironic, especially the pose. I wish I could find the video. I'll share it on the Instagram. But Nathan, thank you. Thanks, Nate, for being on with us today, because you're gonna just help. So first, like we like to do, let's give a little background, Nate. So tell us your story. What got you here?
Into
the mic.
I've been a trainer for about 8 years now. And it started with basketball. I used to get made fun of. I was in high school, maybe, 15, 6'1", 170 pounds wet. And I used to get made fun of because I couldn't dunk.
Okay.
And it put me in this situation where I was like, okay, I really, really enjoy playing. I want to be as good as I could possibly be. Mm-hmm. And technically speaking, from that standpoint, 15 years old, 6'1", you're supposed to be able to dunk. So that summer, I went out, got myself my first training DVD,
and worked at it for 3 months. Came back to school the next fall, dunking with two hands.
Like a beast. Yeah. You're like, I'm crushing everybody this year.
Yeah, so that's where my fitness journey really started. And then later on, I went in and I decided to become a trainer. Mm-hmm. And after I finished college, I went into training. Through that, there was a few things that I noticed. I noticed it with myself a little bit, and then I noticed it with my clients, or my future, the clients I had later on. Mm-hmm. And that's movement. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of problems with my flexibility. Mm-hmm. And back then they would say, oh, like, flexibility is something like you either have or you don't. If you don't have it, it's tough luck.
Really?
You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much what it was. And then I saw it with my clients. I had 20-year-olds, I had 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. Everybody had a problem. There was either shoulder, neck, elbow, knee. And where I learned to be a trainer, they said, okay, well, if anybody has any of these issues, work around it and send them to a professional. Send them to an osteo, send them to a physio. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But then you see everybody dealing with this, and you're like, okay, wait. Mm-hmm. There has to be something out there that I don't know about that I need to know, mm-hmm. you know? And it pretty much sent me on a journey, mm-hmm. journey throughout fitness. And I went from being a personal trainer, you know, with a more of a strength and conditioning background, to now I consider myself a movement coach, a flexibility guru, if you will, mm-hmm. such.
Nice.
You know, and yeah.
And it's so awesome seeing that, because that's something I would like to start getting. I don't know if it's just to start stretching better, like, because when my sciatic and stuff started acting up, that's the first time in years that I actually started stretching. Like, where it's, and again, prevention is better than cure, guys.
Yeah,
please, like, don't wait till you have a problem like Farrell keeps doing. But anyways, so yeah, so that's the only time I actually started getting to stretching. But it's like, you feel better, like, after you stretch, like, it's like, yo, like, you feel circulation. I felt like stuff was happening.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Most definitely. Like, you could say with flexibility or with stretching in general, most people, they stretch because they want to get rid of pain. Mm-hmm. It's either get rid of pain or prepare themselves for physical activity.
Okay, right.
But what about stretching so that you don't have to get out of pain and you don't have to prepare yourself for mm-hmm. physical activity? Mm-hmm. That's a whole other ball game, you know. And that's what I'm about. I'm not into saying, okay, do this so, you know, your back will feel better. No, do this because you need to put your back in the right spot so that it can always stay good. It can always stay better. Mm-hmm. That's why.
And when we're talking about movement training, I mean, because when I hear stretch, I automatically go to, like, yoga. I think mm-hmm. yoga. And I think it's yoga tends, well, I think it's being rated now, but I think it was underrated for a very long time. And a lot of people used to be like, oh, yoga's for, they didn't think that it was such a physically demanding sport, activity, exercise.
Practice,
thank you.
Yeah.
I don't gave all kinds of synonyms to it. So, so, like, movement to me sounds a little more dynamic than yoga. Is that right? Like, how would you describe movement training?
Okay, so there's so many different ways to go about it. I'll give you an example. You go to the doctor. The doctor says you're sick or you're not well, you need to start exercising more. And most people take that in and they're like, okay, I got to go for a run. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I got to go spend an hour and a half in the gym every day, mm-hmm. all the time. And it's like, no, that's not what it's about. It's definitely not that. You want to move, mm-hmm. And there are, you don't want to move, you want to go 0 to 100, mm-hmm. You want to move timely. So maybe one day it's something light, maybe another day something medium, maybe one day you have something very hard, and you kind of cycle it. And then you become a little bit more in tune with yourself and with your body in that sense, right? So, example, if you need to go to the washroom, your body's going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? If you're hungry, your body's going to tell you. If you're full, your body's going to tell you.
Right.
Right? The body's communicating with you all the time. Mm-hmm.
is if you're listening or not.
That's it.
Yeah, we became artists.
Like, it's a question of if you're listening or not. And then you can even look at it from the standpoint with, I'm not a doctor, I'm not here making medical claims, but people in painkillers, if you just worked your body first, maybe you wouldn't need to be on painkillers.
Right.
Wow. I mean, I'm wondering, like, if... and maybe I'm not, I'm looking at it differently, but like I take Advil all the time. I get headaches constantly.
For real?
Yeah. Like I, all the time. I get headaches all the time. Like I'm just.
Not good. Yeah, I would say stop now.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right. The reason being is just because you're numbing the communication you have with your body. Your body's giving you a response of pain for a reason.
Okay.
So it's up to you to figure out what that pain is about. Again, I'm not a doctor, but most people that I hear that say they deal with headaches and stuff like that, if you just addressed your neck and your upper back flexibility, you tend to be able to reduce whatever's going on with that situation. Again, I'm not a doctor. But.
No, and you know, I don't. Look, I medicine has its place, and there are things that are chronic that you want to look into and whatnot. But I agree. If it keeps happening, you're putting Band-Aids with Advil, as opposed to fixing the issue, because you don't necessarily take cold medicine, from my understanding.
No, I first of all, I very rarely get like sick like that. But my issue.
And why is that? Because of your ginger tea and all these things, right?
Yeah, it's
so like preventative.
It's a preventative.
So you have to figure out what needs to be preventative to your headaches.
But it's a very very interesting conversation actually, because I've been getting headaches though, but since I was maybe 9, 10, like, so I've been taking Advil for like 30 years easily.
Not good.
Yeah, the next time you speak to your spiritual guides, maybe ask them what's up.
All right, well, thank you. Noted. So back into this flexing. So because like there, you had even mentioned, there was a term you had mentioned. I was like, yo, I need for you to deep dive. What was that term?
Ancestral squat.
That's exactly it. Thank you.
Ancestral squat. Okay, so this is the thing. When we're fetuses, we're in a squat. If you look at the child's pose, it's a squat. If you look at somebody who's in distress, they're rocking their knees in their chest, that's a squat.
100%.
Right? So this is a universal position for all human beings to be able to attain. And when you're able to do that, it's really all about long. Like movement coaching in general, that's what it's about. It's about longevity. You know? The byproduct of it is that you're able to then build a better physique, build your athleticism, build your performance through training your movement patterns. That's the idea. People have it backwards. You know, some people, they'll go to the gym and every single exercise that they do is on a machine. That takes away from your body's natural way of moving.
Right.
So now, I'm not saying don't use the machines. The machines have their place, but you still want to move the way the body's designed to move.
And is that to say, I mean, I guess first be proficient in doing it with your body, and then when you want to push to the next cursor, is that when you should get into the machines? Like, when you say machines have their place.
Machines are low. Okay, so if we're talking machines, two reasons why you want to use a machine. One, you're new to fitness, right? So you need a little bit more help. Or two, you're coming back from injury, right? Three, you're a bodybuilder. Right? If you're a bodybuilder, if you're in bodybuilding competitions, most definitely machines have their place. However, you're better off manipulating things with your own body weight or free weights. That's the way to go about it. The thing about the ancestral squat, what's so good about it is that it helps with your spine, it helps with your hips, it helps with your ankles. Chairs have taken away the ability to move the way that we're designed to. It starts in the ankles and it goes into the knee, it goes into the hip, and then boom, it can go into your back. Some people even have shoulder pain, and it's usually tied to that. So if you're able to then
regain your ability to squat in this ancestral position, or what they would call an Asagrass squat, the likelihood of I'm not saying it's going to completely mitigate pain and stuff like that, but the likelihood of being living in pain and stuff like that, mm-hmm. is not really likely.
Wow. I'm already like, I just, the way my knees are set up, I already feel the pain of trying to do that, but I am one of the person, like, I understand that you have to continuously do things en douceur, like, you know, like slowly, so that you can get into it. Cause that was my, right. That was my experience with yoga, where at first I was like, I was doing Bikram yoga. That stuff was hard, and I don't know how it happened. It wasn't overnight either, but one day I was just like, wait a minute, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Because basically what's happening is your body is building stronger connections to your muscles and to the positions that you're in. Okay. So over time, it's the compound effect. You just, one day you wake up and you're like, oh, I could actually do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Another thing is that people need to look at movement flexibility coaching as the same way how people should look at weight loss. You got to look at it in that same light. I myself, again, you become a product of what you need to be for yourself. And I went down this route because of myself, right? Mm-hmm. I was very, very tight throughout my basketball career or whatever. I had knee pain all the time, had plantar fasciitis, I popped my back one time, all these different things happened. Mm-hmm. And it's all related to your movement positions.
Man, like you're saying, there's so many things that's coming to my mind. And so we have about 5 minutes left. So now, because first, when you said that squat thing, it the other day, I went through somewhat of a mental trauma, and I went into a squat. Like literally, as you gave that description, that was literally literally me. I was sitting in the corner of my room, in a fetus position.
Success leaves clues, man. I'm telling you, I'm not just talking out of the air. Like, you know? these are different things that happen to us as humans, you know?
So yeah. And now it's what it made me think now. It's like, okay, so how much is this like a mental thing? Because I'm wondering now, if I had to think about going into the squat, like if I would have hesitated, because it was something that, like, I just went into it, right? Because I was like, yo, and it gave me like comfort to be in that kind of like squat position, right? It's like, okay. And then now my mind continued as you're speaking, because I find that when we're working out, there's definitely a mental component, right? Like, because I feel like if I'm trying to prove something, I'll work out with ease. I'll get up every morning, like, and do like 60 push-ups. Like, if I feel like I have nothing to prove and it's like I'm only just doing it kind of like for myself, it's like I'm not as motivated. It's just not. And like the push-ups become hard. Like, it's like, oh, God.
Definitely. The body's going to go wherever the mind goes, right? And that's where they say your mind is your body and your body's your mind, which is also the other topic I want to talk about is the spine, right?
Yeah. Okay, good.
I tell people, you got to train your spine. And they're like, okay, well, what?
Because you never hear about that.
Rows, right? Pull downs, pull ups. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But the issue is that most people are told to, and when they're training, keep your spine rigid, right? Keep your spine rigid, protect it from any weird motions, weird movements. But your spine's designed to do that. Mm. Everything just comes down back to the same thing as even going from lifting a 20-pound dumbbell to a 30-pound dumbbell, and that's just progressive overload,
right,
in various positions. So your body flexes, right? It bends forward. It also extends right, backward.
Yeah.
It also bends to the side. And you could also switch and add rotation while flexing forward, while leaning
backwards. If you guys are wondering what's happening, it's because he's moving away from the mic as he's demonstrating.
But I feel like they can hear it and then they can visualize what you're doing.
So it's just your body, your spine has that ability to move. Now, that also ties into your emotions. Again, your mind's your body, your body's your mind. You're never going to see a proud man, confident man, with slouched shoulders. You're not going to see that.
That's so true.
You're not. Right? Same way how you're not going to see somebody who's on the opposite side of things, you know, with their shoulders upright. It's just not a thing.
Man, so now basically, because we're wrapping up here, we have 2 more minutes. And I wanted to get into yoga. Now, but hey, listening to you speak, let me know. is if I started working with you, is it just as good as doing yoga and maybe it's even better?
Better. The reason being is, look, I did yoga. I have nothing against yoga. Yoga is very, very good. However, you're talking to, most times your yoga teacher is somebody who's hypermobile. And he's been, or somebody who's been doing that for years. So how they move and how you move is two different things.
Yep.
But you're in the class and it's a competition and you want to do what the teacher's doing or what everybody else in the class is doing, and your body might not be ready for that. You might actually hurt yourself, especially if you're doing hot yoga, because when it's hot, you don't really notice what's going on.
You can't do the same thing in that hot room than outside, that's for sure.
No, for sure. But then you could cool down and realize, oh, shoot, maybe I overdid it. Like, maybe I overextended in that position. Or maybe I did this, or maybe I did that. So my style of training is really to help people become more in tune with their body and progressively get better in various positions. And we measure that. Okay. That's another thing, guys. If you're going to be focused on stretching, if you're going to add stretch in your regimen, measure out what you're doing, know where you're at, and know where you want to get to.
So I have a proposition here. Let's, if you don't mind hanging with us a little bit more, we'll take a musical break and we'll come back, because you got to give the people a couple of nuggets and stuff as well. So if you don't mind hanging with us, we'll go into our next little quick little musical break. Big shout out to DJ Bobby Payne, and we'll come back with Nate.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out.
334
St. Jacques Street. The one and only Chef X at the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him.
All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetable, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean Cuisine. I will be there. Check it out.
Yes, because, you know, it's just been, it's one of these days. It's just weird. Health is something that we can't.
No, it's a lot. There's a lot that you can touch on, for sure.
You know, and then, yeah, because I know the listeners are like, yo, no, hold on. Like, this is, they're trying to take notes, they're trying to figure out what to do.
No, I just have to cut a couple of my questions.